Missionaries to the World from the Smoky Mountains. Dr. Ronnie Williamson serves as president and evangelist for the Voice in the Wilderness, assisted by his wife, Terry. The Aquila Priscilla Ministry is led by staff missionaries Steve and Rebecca Lilly.
Dr. Thomason, founder, was bestowed on August 31, 2002, the honorary title of President Emeritus for Voice in the Wilderness, Incorporated.
Evangelist Ronnie L. Williamson, in 1996, joined Brother Royce in serving our Lord through the Voice in the Wilderness.
I'd like to introduce you to a ministry that is endeavoring to make a difference for time and eternity.
Thousands of pastors, preachers, churches, and lay people alike receive this publication in their homes and ministries every
16 pages monthly, with a spotlight on missions, what the Lord is doing on various mission fields around the world, national news, world news, religious news, sermons packed with information that is of benefit to lay people, preachers, and missionaries around the world.
From computer and graphic arts to press and collation, thousands around the world are blessed by this printed missionary. The Book of Revelation, verse-by-verse study, printed by the Voice in the Wilderness, is a wonderful tool for Sunday school teachers, pastors, and lay people alike.
Another aspect of the Voice in the Wilderness printing ministry is the publication of missionary materials, such as Sophie Muller's book, His Voice Shakes the Wilderness. It's her biography of a lady who spent 50 years in the jungle of Colombia, as well as in Venezuela, sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a reprint that the Voice in the Wilderness has done, and I know it will be a blessing to many people. Also by Sophie Muller is Beyond Civilization and Jungle Methods. We've placed both of those books into one volume and making those available, along with His Voice Shakes the Wilderness, to churches as well as Bible colleges for the missionary program, to teach missionary classes, to stir the hearts of young people as well as adults for the cause of Christ and worldwide missions. Along with our publication here in the States is our Tamil edition of The Voice in the Wilderness, which reaches thousands of people throughout Asia, India, Malaysia, and that part of the world with the message of Jesus Christ, as well as many of the articles and sermons that we include in our monthly edition of The Voice in the Wilderness.
The Lord has opened the door for many years of ministry in the country of India for The Voice in the Wilderness. From church planting to orphanages, many have come to Christ. Poverty and political corruption, along with religious enslavement, are only a few of the challenges faced by the missionaries of India, supported by the Voice in the Wilderness.
I ask you today, do you have the vision for this church to go to Chinchora
Bible, preach stewardship, challenge them. They gave 110,000 rupees. That's what? $6,000-$7,000?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Okay. His people gave that. Yes. To supply the work, and we wait.
No wait.
to pour floors, build walls, you know, put roofs on, run wiring and lights. If you wait for Voice in the Wilderness, you're going to wait and wait and wait and never get it done. Anything to God that doesn't cost me something. Okay? It's got a cost. Okay.
The Voice in the Wilderness has chronicled its continued ministry in the country of Venezuela through its monthly publication. From the jungle to the city churches, it's been a joy to assist some of God's choicest people in church planting, Bible colleges, and other aspects of gospel ministry.
That we can print more Bibles, more songbooks, more study material.
Steve and Rebecca Lilly with the Aquila Priscilla Ministry traveled to the Venezuelan city of Caracas to help a local church and Bible Institute. This helps ministry of the Voice in the Wilderness provides assistance to pastors and missionaries around the world in many areas. While serving in the metropolitan city of Caracas, APM was able to reach many different cultures and lifestyles, from the poor to new immigrants, the young to the old, and the saved to the lost.
Would you think had an intimate relationship?
¿Creen ustedes que tenía una relación íntima?
Not far removed from our student days, our APM team enjoys teaching and helping college students grow in the Lord. What a blessing it was to work with such committed young people.
As Christian teachers, the Lillies teach English as a second language to foreign students. This classroom setting opens a door for giving the gospel to those who come to learn English. While in Caracas, Venezuela, APM taught beginning conversational English to 50 students using the Plan of Salvation and other Bible stories.
Each class time, the students are taught new words by learning a Bible story. They first read the story from the Bible in their own language. Next, the story is taught in simplified English and reviewed with the students.
After the students learn the words and Bible story, They work with a fellow student on their pronunciation, understanding, and telling of the Bible story. During this time, the Lilies work one-on-one with each student, getting to know them better and helping them with the English language.
Practice time gives the students confidence in their ability to tell a Bible story in English. During class, each student is given the opportunity to tell and demonstrate the story. This is an exciting and fun learning time for everyone, as the students work hard to use correct pronunciation, remember the meanings of the words, and incorporate many props while telling the story.
What Jesus goes by? A soldier says to you, carry his cross. Carry his cross. Put the cross on your back.
By the conclusion of the session, students have learned hundreds of English words and can tell Bible stories from creation to the resurrection of Jesus. What a joyous time it is to award these students a completion certificate for their hard work.
Praise the Lord! This young girl learned of her need of a Savior and was led to the Lord by a faithful church member and fellow English student. Heaven and we on earth praise the Lord again as the young man in yellow prayed the sinner's prayer after the awards time. He visited English class several times and even came to church on a few occasions, but after hearing the gospel in the APM class, he realized his need to turn from his life of sin and accept the Savior's forgiveness. This is the greatest blessing of all, to see one accept Christ as their personal Savior. As APM travels to churches and mission fields, Steve and Rebecca minister in children's ministries, teaching biblical songs and God's truths. The children go home loving church and wanting to serve the Lord. This time of service also provides an opportunity for the local church workers to gain new ideas for their own ministries.
APM also enjoys helping churches in their music ministry.
At the end of APM's teaching trip to Caracas, the entire class sang an English song in the local church. By learning English, they have expanded their abilities to serve the Lord.
Are white unto harvest, but the labors are few. And so, here and there, wherever the Lord has laid things upon our heart, we are trying to do our best to spread the gospel as He has commanded us to do. And if you're not a subscriber, the paper is free. We'd like to send it to you. You may write Ronnie L. Williamson, Voice in the Wilderness, Post Office Box 7037, Asheville, North Carolina, 28802.
Thank you for your prayers and partnership with the Voice in the Wilderness Ministries. We pray that through every effort, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ receives the honor and glory.